It is with great pleasure that we join you this evening. We thank you for inviting us in again tonight, and we are very excited to connect with you in this way. Each and every time we connect with you, we grow more excited and much happier. For as we join our energies together, and as you join your energies together, our minds to your minds, our hearts to your hearts, the vibrations are increasing, and we know that remembrance is taking place. Thank you again for inviting us in tonight. And we would like to begin with some information that may seem like it is just some tidbits of information, but we hope that it will provide you with some greater clarity to make things easier as the days move forward. As we have explained to you in the past, there is absolutely nothing to fear, and there is nothing for you to do but to enjoy your lives and connect to your higher purpose, help each other and help the planet, and move forward in love. But at the same time, we know that you are physical beings and you have much experience in physical form that you do not remember from times past. And because of that, and because you are beginning to remember, many of you are remembering many things, we are here to shake that up a little bit and help you connect to more of who you truly are. And so there's really two lines of energy or two lines of information that we'd really like to talk to you about. And they're very connected. And we'll tell you that we're going to talk a little bit about vibration and thought. And then we also want to talk to you about why so many of you have been experiencing things that feel so difficult, so tough, and just plain hard to deal with these days. But let us start with the aforementioned, which is vibration and thought. And although we know that you know this, we're just going to talk a little bit about it so we can hopefully help you fine-tune yourselves a little bit and to hopefully help you recognize that there are some very subtle things that you can do to make your days and minutes and seconds a little bit easier. So let us start with thoughts and vibrations. You know, we've talked so much about the power of your thinking and the power of your thoughts and how thoughts are energy. And how thoughts help you attract things. Well, let us shift that focus to really your vibration. Because you've reached a point in your lives that you must understand that vibration is truly what causes you to attract the things you want and the things that you do not want. And thought does not come before vibration. Thought is a factor that happens because of your vibration. How you are vibrating is what you attract. So that's why when you feel very, very happy and you're feeling very, very good, things seem to come to you very easily. And when you have days that aren't quite as good and you're not feeling as happy. Things don't come to you as easily. And we know that we've talked much about how thought can provide you with the things that you want. But what we want to explain to you, what really brings things to you, is your vibration. And your thought really cannot change your vibration, or your thoughts can't change your vibration. Let us say that again. Your thoughts are not what changes your vibration. Your thoughts come from what you are vibrating. So let us give you a for instance. You're having a day where things aren't just going your way. You're frustrated, you're aggravated, you don't feel so good, you have a headache, your stomach hurts, and everything that you're doing seems to be going in the opposite direction as what you want. You're not feeling good, you're frustrated, and you're thinking every single time something happens, you think to yourself, if I could just change the way that I'm thinking, I know I could make this better. And then you start thinking, well, just changing my thoughts, and now I don't even know how to get out of where I'm at. I don't feel good. My head hurts. My stomach hurts. I'm not feeling good. And I just want to feel better, but I don't know how to do it. And then you're getting more aggravated at yourself because you can't change how you're feeling. And you think, well, let me do some affirmations. Okay. And I do some affirmations, and if I can just think enough positive thoughts, I know I can make myself feel better. And what we say to you is, trying to change the way you're thinking when you're not feeling good or when you're feeling bad is a bit like trying to get from the East Coast to the West Coast of the United States very quickly. We would suggest that it is much easier to get from the East Coast, the bottom of the East Coast, to the top of the East Coast than it is to get from one side of the United States to the other. And so what we mean by that is simply just try to find something that feels better. When your vibration is vibrating in a way that you don't want it to vibrate, you do not feel good, you're upset, you're afraid, you're angry, you're sad, you're frustrated, you're worried. Trying to change your vibration with the power of your thoughts is a bit like trying to get from the East Coast to the West Coast. We would say that the much easier way to go is simply to find something that makes you feel better. Your feelings and your emotions are key indicators to how you're vibrating. If you're feeling sad, that's what your vibration is equal to. If you're upset and angry, if you're worried, if you're fearful, that is what you are vibrating. If you're thinking that all I can do is I'm going to think positive thoughts and that's going to change my vibration, I'm sitting in a place of worry, I'm sitting in a place of sadness, I'm sitting in a place of fear, and I'm thinking those thoughts, I want to change this thing in my life, I want my health to be better, you're simply going to ramp up the vibrations that you already have. When you're sitting in a place of fear, you're sitting in a place of sadness, the thing that you can do to move yourself out of that place is to find a way to feel better. Whatever it is, it can be a teeny tiny little thing. We say don't spend your time changing your thoughts or trying to think things to think yourself out of feeling the way you're feeling. try to find a way to feel better, whether that's taking a walk, taking a nap, taking a bubble bath. Whatever you do, find a way to feel better. Your thoughts, you cannot think yourself into a better feeling. You must change your vibration in order to feel better. And the reason we want to tell you this is because we've talked so much to you about how powerful your thoughts are and how powerful you are as a manifester, and you are. But the key to manifesting is your vibration. And we will tell you that when you are in the flow, you're in a state of allowance, you are feeling wonderful, you're feeling happy, that is the time to say your affirmations. That is the time to think how you want things to go. When you are in a place of happiness, when you are in a place of allowance, when you are in the flow, that is when you use your thoughts to manifest those things that you want. When you are not in the flow and you are not feeling well, your thoughts will only amplify what you're feeling. So when you are not in the flow, find a way to feel better. Use your feelings and use your emotions to navigate yourself out of that place. Now, we'd like to also talk to you a little bit about why things seem so dramatic of late. Many of you have been experiencing things where it's very difficult for you to be, we'll use the words and the terms 3D world, the old reality, the old earth, the old paradigms, the old states. Many of you are feeling them grow more dramatic. You're seeing them more often. It feels as though they're encroaching on where you are and where you live. And the good news is that when you have raised your vibration, when you are going through a shift and your vibration is changing and you're feeling you're more in the flow than you have in the past, things of contrast will seem bigger because you're growing in a way that you are further away from where you were before. And so things that didn't bother you in the past may all of a sudden start bothering you. The noise or some music or just people talking or being in a public place, a grocery store. The energies that seemed okay last week or the week before or the month before, when you have gone through an energetic shift and your vibration has changed and you're in a different place than you used to be, the things that felt right before may not feel so right before, may not feel so right now. So when you have moved to a place, the things that were opposite to you before may be even more opposite than they are now. And we simply say to you, see them, observe them, but you do not have to be in them. It's simply a choice. The other thing that will happen when you're going through a shift and you wonder, all of a sudden it seems like the clock has slowed down dramatically. An hour is taking what feels like 4 hours. A minute is taking a long time. A day is taking a long time. Even if it's just a half a day where that time seems to be dragging, just going very, very slow, we can assure you that is a key to knowing that you're going through a very large energetic shift. As your vibration speeds up, time slows down. And at some point, You'll notice the clock feels a bit like it has, will have gone back to normal time, whatever normal time is right now. But that's another key indicator that your vibration is shifting. That is what we've come to say tonight. We will take a few minutes at this time if anyone has any questions, and we'll be happy to entertain them. But before that, we just wanted to thank you for allowing us to be present with you tonight. And now we will open the floor to questions if anyone has any.
So when your vibrations speed up, time slows down. So if you're feeling like time is compressing, does that mean that your vibrations are not going anywhere, or where are your vibrations at when you feel like
Thank
time
you.
is compressing?
Thanks, Juanita. We had a feeling you would catch that. And we were going to talk a little bit about that, but we chose not to. So the question is, when you're going through an energetic shift of some sort, and your vibration is shifting, elevating, speeding up, a segment of time will feel as though it's slowed down. Your question revolves around why the heck right now are we feeling like there is less time than there was before? And we believe you're asking the question more in general terms, a large, because you are the answer to your question is no, your vibrations are not going nowhere. But what is happening is, as a whole, time is changing. We are moving into it does time is compressing. Time, what seems to be taking 2 years ago, a year ago, what took 4 hours is taking, we should say that in a 24-hour period, you're able to get less done than you were before. And it seems as though many more things are happening. And time is absolutely compressing because we're moving into a space and time of the now moment. And as we get closer to existing in the fourth dimensional time, which is more in the now, as we move into the fifth dimension, it's being in present time where all dimensions exist at the same time. It does feel that way. And it will continue to feel that way. So, to answer your question, that's just happening all around us. Many people are experiencing that, and many people are feeling that. But the segment that we talked about where you're feeling like a day or half of a day just came to a screeching halt and it's very slow, that's when you're going through a vibrational shift. The other thing that will happen is when you're shifting vibrationally, all of a sudden you might feel like you need to sleep the whole day. You get up, you have breakfast, you have your cup of coffee, and you think, oh my God, I'm still tired. I'm going back to bed. And then you sleep the whole day. That's many people sleep through it. Many people feel the time slowing down. And we just wanted to let you know that because that will help you know when you are going through a vibrational shift. And when you're going through a vibrational shift, things seem more dramatic. The outside world will seem a little bit louder. You may be more emotional. There's lots of things that happen when you go through a vibrational shift, but that's a couple of indicators to let you know that you're really at the tail end of that vibrational shift. Any other questions?
I have one. I'm actually trying to not multitask. Is multitasking, is that considered progress and good, or is that getting us away from the basics?
So the question is, how does
Is multitasking good for us?
is multitasking good for us? And we would say that Probably not. In general, multitasking is a bit like, well, it's not a bit like, but it's trying to do multiple things at the same time. And multitasking usually takes you away from being in the present and the now moment. If you multitask and you're happy, then we say multitasking is fine. If you feel good about it, but you don't feel good about it, you're feeling like it's taking you away from the present moment.
I'm not giving 100% to
we would say that what really is bothering you is that you are feeling scattered, and you're not feeling that you're in the present moment and enjoying the thing that you want to enjoy. Mm-hmm. So it's taking away your joy. If it takes away your joy, then it's probably not good for you. And you've already made a decision to that anyway. Their closing is they want to thank us for allowing and inviting them in tonight. They respect and honor us, and they thank us for the connections tonight.